Hello and welcome to our program. We've been looking at the subject, what is a Bible revival? We're in Nehemiah chapter 3. If it's possible, have your Bible ready. We have been looking at the 10 gates in Nehemiah chapter 3 in verse number 1. It says they builded the sheep gate, and then in verse number 3 we have the fish gate. Verse number 6, the old gate, and then verse 13, the valley gate. And today we come to verse 14, referred to here as the dung gate. It's interesting that this gate gets only one verse, and there's only one man mentioned here, Malchaliah. And that name means, my king is Jehovah. Now, the word dung is found in the Bible 28 times, and 4 times it's found in Nehemiah. Once it's translated dung port in Nehemiah 2 and 13, it is the same Hebrew word. Well, Paul the Apostle said this in Philippians 3 and verse number 8. He said, I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now that word win has been translated gain 13 times. Jesus said this in Mark 8 and 36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 1 Peter 2 verse 11, Peter said, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. In 2 Peter 2:8, referring to Lot, Peter said that God delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now it says that God delivered just Lot. Now that word just is the same word that is translated righteous in verse number 8. So God delivered righteous Lot. Lot was a believer, but he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Now it says here 4 things about him. 1, he was dwelling among them. 2, he was seeing and hearing what was going on. 3, he vexed his righteous soul, and it says that this happened from day to day. That phrase, day to day, is found 6 times in the Bible. Well, we read that Paul said, I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. What did he suffer the loss of all things? Paul was a very religious man, and he had some very religious prejudices that he needed to get rid of. And he said, I do count them but dung. How did he do that? How did he get rid of that religious prejudice? Well, first of all, he would have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, which we see here represents the sheep gate. Then he had a concern for the lost, spent all of the rest of his life reaching lost people. That takes us to the fish gate. And then he comes to the old gate, and that is doing things that God wants done, but doing it God's way. And then we come to the valley gate, which represents humility. When Paul began his ministry, he said, listen to me, I am the chief of apostles. I am the chief of apostles. And he was. But then as time went on, we come to the end of his ministry, and he said, I am the chief of sinners. And then he made reference here in Philippians 3:8, said, I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And he's talking about getting the garbage out. And in his situation, as we said, that garbage was his religious prejudice. It's interesting that when Jesus began his ministry, he cleansed the temple. And when he ended his ministry, he cleansed it again. Getting the garbage out of the religious system is sometimes a bigger job than getting the garbage out of the world. Well, when Paul was writing to the Corinthians, you know, they were very carnal and they had some worldly garbage they needed to get rid of. And he said in 2 Corinthians 7:1, "Dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." One time a little girl was talking to her mother. They were working in the yard planting some flowers, and she said to her mother, "Mommy, what makes the flowers grow?" But before she could answer, the little girl said, "Maybe they just want to get out of the dirt."